Was it the ship that pulled us close to the explosion?
Braha?
OLR-5A on 19.7 meters. 15,242 astragos.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we will now hear our first broadcast for North America.
The President of the Republic, Dr. Edward Bonney, yesterday evening ordered general mobilization of all members of the Czechoslovak military forces, including all reserves, up to the age of 40, and inclusive specialist reserves beyond that age. Yesterday, at about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the British and French ministers had visited the Foreign Minister, Dr. Thompson, to inform him of the contents of the conversation between Mr. Chamberlain and Chancellor Hitler in Gothenburg. Shortly after this, the President of the Republic, Dr. Benesch, received the members of the new government of General Sirazi, the members of the retiring Horner government, together with the chairman of the Czechoslovak parties supporting the government. After discussion, it was decided that existing conditions in Central Europe required the immediate mobilization of military reserves. The decision for general mobilization was made unanimously and approved by the President of the Republic. This mobilization is directed against England, but, as our authorities announced, is the result of the general unrest in Central Europe, especially on our borders. 5 minutes after the declaration of mobilization, which allowed those called up only 6 hours to report for duty, the streets of Prague were filled with reservists, hurrying to the stations or to military headquarters. Today, there is an extraordinary bustle throughout the city. Every state expresses the determination to defend the independence of the Czechoslovak Republic to the last drop of blood. The emergency provisions of the Czechoslovak government are considered abroad, especially in France and Great Britain, as the necessary and unavoidable result of recent events. It meets with friendly understanding and friendly sympathy. The Yugoslav government has notified the Czechoslovak government that it considers it its duty to fulfill its obligations according to its treaty with Czechoslovakia. Romania adopts the same attitude. The French Prime Minister, Daladier, has announced that France would have not all provisions necessary for giving aid to Czechoslovakia if our states are subjected to an unprovoked attack. France has already declared a partial mobilization. The Soviet Union has already notified the Polish government that it will repudiate the pact of non-aggression with Poland if Poland attacks Czechoslovakia. In London, various measures for security have been taken, affecting especially the British military. Czechoslovakia receives these reports of provisions taken by friendly or allied states with natural satisfaction. On the other hand, the first report spread by the German wireless stations and press service has been rejected here with scorn. The German wireless has welcomed the services of runaway Conrad Henlein. Henlein has broadcast an appeal to the sedate Germans of Czechoslovakia to disobey mobilization orders. We are glad to announce, however, that all the reserves of German nationality in Czechoslovakia are fulfilling their duties and open up the positions assigned to them. The leaders of the former sedate German party who fled with Henlein at a time of vast danger and seriousness into Germany, the German citizens who have remained in the Republic now are rallying to the call to the colors. The Czechoslovak democratic people of all nationalities look to the next few hours and days with strong hearts and determined minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Czechoslovak shortwave station Praha, OLR-5A, on 15,244 cycles. This is the end of our broadcast for North America. We are signing off.
From Prague, Czechoslovakia, NBC has returned you once again to Radio City, New York, and presents at this time more bulletins from the Press Radio Bureau. The British Navy has canceled all leave. British authorities this morning ordered the main base of Great Britain's naval power in Malta switched to a virtual wartime basis. Anti-aircraft guns were placed in position and ships of the fleet were concentrated off Alexandria, Egypt. In an unusual early morning audience, King George of Great Britain received Foreign Secretary Viscount Halifax. The Foreign Secretary reported the night's developments on the European situation to His Majesty. Now it is our understanding, word has just been received, that either Berlin or Gettysburg, Germany, may be standing by to present another broadcast for NBC listeners in America. And so we shall now attempt to take you to Germany.
In the Rosium Schein, während Walters Beislied aus dem Meistersinger von Nürnberg von Richard Wagner, gesungen von Helga Rosswenge, begleitet vom Orchester der Staatsoper Berlin unter Franz Albert Schmidt.
Back in America, once again, until such time as we may return to Berlin. And more bulletins from the Press Radio Bureau. Padua, Italy. Premier Mussolini today declared in a speech that Czechoslovakia has until October 1st to answer Adolf Hitler's demands. Mussolini said, quote, Germany has forwarded proposals to Prague to which Prague has until October 1st to reply. The Prague government has 6 days to find the way to wisdom, unquote. Il Duce, addressing 300,000 fascists, said it might be possible to localize the German-Czechoslovak war and then added, quote, however, some parties and other governments think it is time to settle accounts with the totalitarian state, unquote. Mussolini said that millions may be killed to support the lordship of President Benes of Czechoslovakia. Then he declared, quote, I know all of you are ready for any eventuality. Prime Minister Chamberlain of Great Britain is on his way to London after talking with Adolf Hitler in Gettysburg in an effort to preserve the peace of Europe. The British statesman, weary from long hours of tense effort and a final three-hour conference with Hitler, put the problem strictly up to Czechoslovakia of finding a way to satisfy German Führer's demands. Just before leaving Gettysburg, Chamberlain declared, quote, it's up to the Czechs. I cannot say it is hopeless, end quote. Throughout the night and early this morning, reports have been piling up of heavy troop movements in many parts of Germany, and the Czechoslovakia had ordered mobilization of 1.5 million of men. Meanwhile, the French government formally decreed partial mobilization of her vast reserve army of 5.5 million trained men. France, bound by treaty to defend Czechoslovakia if attacked, needed only mobilization to be on a complete war footing. At midnight, General Marie-Gustave Gamelin, chief of staff, conferred with Premier Deladier. Soon after the conference, the order of mobilization was issued. In all parts of the country, clerks, laborers, and businessmen put aside their civil duties, kissed their weeping wives, and hurried to mobilization centers. In Czechoslovakia, all trains were reserved for assembling soldiers. President Benes ordered the preparations after Premier Sirevi, the national hero of the Czechs, told his ministers the time has come for the Republic to defend herself. He said, quote, the most important and decisive moment has arrived. Success depends on all of you. Expend all your powers and your fortunes in the defense of the state, end quote. The nation was electrified by the announcement. Millions of Czechs had waited tensely for the statement and received it with enthusiasm. Men rushed from restaurants, leaving meals unfinished. Thousands of men, women, and children hurried through the streets where they stood for hours cheering departing soldiers. These bulletins were from the Press Radio Bureau. The National Broadcasting Company and its associated stations from coast to coast have remained on the air throughout the night to bring you last-minute broadcasts. At frequent intervals, American newsmen and NBC commentators have been heard from London, Gettysburg, Germany, and Prague. From all parts of Europe, news bulletins assembled by the Press Radio Bureau were flashed within a moment's notice into open microphones. We've heard on this special broadcast programmed from London, Paris, and Prague.